You already know how to say, "I want coffee." Simple, declarative, done. But the moment you try to say, "I want you to come with me" in French, something breaks. The regular present tense stops working, and French demands a completely different grammatical gear. That gear has a name, le subjonctif. Here is the counterintuitive part. The subjunctive is not a tense at all. It does not tell you when something happens. It tells you how the speaker feels about it. French linguistic theory draws a sharp line between two worlds. The indicative mood covers the realized, objective world, facts you can point to. The subjunctive covers the internal, subjective world of desires, doubts, and emotions. Two worlds, two moods, one tiny word connecting them. That connecting word is cue. Think of it as a hinge on a door. On one side of the door, you have the main clause, the person who feels something. On the other side, you have the dependent clause, the thing they feel about. For example, je veux que tu viennes. I want that you come. In English, we often skip that entirely. In French, cue is non-negotiable, and it almost always signals that the subjunctive is coming. The key idea here is the two-subject rule. If the subject of the main clause and the subject of the dependent clause are the same person, you use an infinitive instead. Je veux venir. I want to come. Same person, no subjunctive, different people, different subjects. The subjunctive activates. That structural trigger is the engine behind most subjunctive sentences you will ever encounter. Now, why does French insist on this distinction when English has largely let it go? The word subjunctive itself gives you the answer. It comes from the Latin subjunctivus, meaning serving to join or subordinate. The mood was built to live inside dependent clauses, joined to a main idea. English once used it too. If I were you, is a surviving fossil of the English subjunctive. But in spoken English, that form is increasingly optional, even disappearing. French took the opposite path. The subjunctive remains a non-negotiable, vibrant part of everyday French conversation across all social levels. Skip it in French, and you do not sound casual, you sound unfinished. That means learning it is not optional if you want to move past tourist-level French. The takeaway so far is this. The subjunctive is a mood, not a tense, and it signals subjective reality. Now, what kinds of subjective reality trigger it? The core categories are wishes, emotions, doubt, necessity, judgment, and possibility. Wishes, je veux que tu saches, I want you to know. Emotions, je suis content que tu sois là, I'm glad you're here. Doubt, je ne crois pas qu'il vienne, I don't think he's coming. Necessity, il faut que nous partions, we have to leave. Each of these sentences expresses something the speaker cannot verify as objective fact. The speaker is filtering reality through feeling or uncertainty. That filter is exactly what the subjunctive marks. Alina, this is the conceptual unlock that makes the whole system click. Once you see the subjunctive as a mood that flags subjectivity, the triggers stop feeling like a random list and start feeling like a single coherent idea. Remember this framing as you move forward. The indicative states the world as it is. The subjunctive states the world as you experience it from the inside. That is why fluent French speakers call the subjunctive the mood of the heart. It is not a grammatical obstacle invented to frustrate learners. It is a precision tool. French uses it to separate what is real from what is desired, feared, doubted, or judged. English speakers often hit a wall here because English blurs that line. French refuses to. Alina, the moment you internalize that distinction, mood versus tense, objective versus subjective, the subjunctive stops being a mystery and becomes a signal you can read and produce. That is the gateway to advanced French fluency, and you have just walked through it.